Hannah from Hillsong Worship. Welcome to Salt 106.5. How are you going?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Steve.
That's great to hear. Now, big excitement because there is an album release from Hillsong Worship, These Same Skies. And, well, we're kind of used to having a live worship album released from Hillsong on a pretty regular basis, but having to do that locally has been quite a problem, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the last year or so has been a pretty wild time across the planet. And for us, you know, like you said, we are accustomed to kind of regularly recording our church and kind of capturing the sound of our house each year. But it was a little trickier this year. We have a good portion of our worship team that's kind of based in the States, in California, and then another portion of our team that's based here in Australia. And so it was a little tricky, but this time around, for the first time, we actually recorded live with our church in California, which was pretty special.
All being well, hopefully you'll be able to get back to recording locally real, real soon. But tell us about These Same Skies. The title seems to suggest that we're kind of all under the same sky, yet we're in different places and we can't perhaps go anywhere at the moment, or maybe we will be soon. Is that the kind of underlying theme with These Same Skies?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Basically, yeah, to be honest, the fact that our team was not able to be together was a really difficult kind of process for us. I mean, as a church, we have this saying that is basically the way we describe our church, because we have, you know, locations all over the world, is we say it's one house and many rooms. And in this situation, yeah, like I said, it was kind of tricky for us to not be all together. So we've got people writing songs here, people writing songs there, and everyone's really been facing different challenges. And so, yeah, for us, that title of the album, These Same Skies, was, I guess it was the banner over this process for us, a reminder that the God that we're worshiping is the same God, and that although we can't all be together in the flesh, we are worshiping under the same skies and we're worshiping the same God. And there was that sense of unity that managed to still kind of take place, even though we were separated geographically. So, yeah, we're hoping that people sense that and feel that as they listen to these songs and get encouraged, even for themselves, for those who are separated from, you know, family members, loved ones, or have faced difficulty during this time. I think it's our reminder to us that we still have the chance to worship God, and we still have the chance to sing and lift up our eyes above our circumstances, you know.
Give us a feel for the album. Is there a mixture of kind of up-tempo and more slower, worshipful songs?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many songs I love on this project. So one song in particular, it actually came out a couple of weeks prior. It's called That's the Power, and it's led by one of our amazing worship leaders and songwriters, Ben Hastings. And that's just a really kind of up, high-energy, faith-building song. It's a good song to start your day, you know, a reminder of our God, who is the most powerful. And then we have another song that I was involved in helping to write, which is called Never Walk Alone. There's parts to that that I think are a great reminder for people during this time that we're in, that every hour, every minute, God is always faithful to us. And then one of my personal favorites on this album is a song called Secret Place. And to be honest, I've never really heard a song like it. It's basically just an intimate kind of worship song. It's led and written by one of our amazing guys, Chris Davenport. And it's just a song about going to the secret place and meeting with God, that place where you go away by yourself and you pray and you worship and you get on your knees before Him. And so I think people are going to be really encouraged by this. I mean, there's a good variety of songs, songs for the season and songs that are a good faith pump up and reminder of who God is, and also songs for the secret place, songs for our quiet time with God. And yeah, it's quite a variety of songs on this project. But yeah, I think people already were starting to hear these stories and testimonies from people who are connecting with different tracks.
Hannah, if I can go back to Never Walk Alone for a moment, Reuben Morgan, that's been closely associated with Hillsong Worship here in Australia, he's now pastor at Hillsong Liverpool, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I can't, with a song that's called Never Walk Alone, is there a connection with the old song that the Liverpool soccer fans sing, you know, the old standard from years gone by?
Yes, look, I'm going to be honest with you. There is no official connection, but I would be lying if I didn't say that it's come up once or twice. Personally, I'm not, I hate to say this because this may offend people, but I'm not up to date with the soccer, so I don't exactly know where all of these things originate from, but I have heard about the song, and I can confirm that, as far as I know, there's no direct correlation to the football club.
But who knows? It could be sung by soccer fans in the near future.
Look, let's not rule it out.
Hannah, we are looking forward to anticipation with listening a lot more closely to all of the wonderful songs on the new album, These Same Skies. Hannah from Hillsong Worship, thanks for taking time out and having a chat today.
Thank you so much, Steve. Good to talk with you.